The Sonoma County roads damaged by the storms, the totals that are estimated to fix those roads, $16 million. Supervisor David Rabbit from Sonoma County is on the KSRO live line. He also chairs the Sonoma County Transportation Authority. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. I'm in much better shape than our roadways are. What are we going to do about them?
We have to address it. We have to fix them. We have to keep continuing to pave them and make them a priority. The $16 million, I think they're going out again today to verify a few last locations to firm up that number. That doesn't include the thousands of potholes that erupted during the winter rains as well. That's a whole separate category. These are just real washouts, structural damage.
Mm-hmm. Major stuff.
Major stuff, yeah.
Although if you go over one of those potholes, you consider it a major issue.
That's true. And our crews, I got to give credit to the crews. They've been out there through all the rain doing what they can to make, to fill those potholes. It's a temporary fix. Everyone knows that, especially when you do it this time of year. It has to be dealt with in the dry months when you can really dry out the hole and, oil it and do all the right treatment. But it's important for them to get out there and to maintain that safety for folks.
So this isn't just a Sonoma problem. It's a statewide problem as gas tax revenues go down. Twice the voters have said, no, 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 to the county tax. So what can really be done to fix the roads?
Well, we have been... We have spent more out of our general fund, which is truly the only discretionary money that we have in the county towards roads than pretty much any other county in the state of California, including, for that matter, Los Angeles, which has 10 million people and a much bigger budget, obviously. So we've done a lot. We've paved 20% of all the roads within the county, 292 miles. We spent $65 million, but it's not enough. We have to do more. We have to keep finding additional sources of revenue and keep going after that. And you could imagine that the roads that were paved over the last 4 years, those 292 miles, performed very well in this last winter storms.
What, David, are the priorities at this point after this ridiculous rainfall that we've had? Where are the priorities?
I think the priorities are to fix the major damage that is out there. Obviously, we have an obligation. There was a Lehigh Road washout with Copeland Creek overflowing its bank and washing the road out. There were 200 people on the other side of that road. That was the only way in, or 200 residents, I should say. And they had to go in and just, you have to fix it. You have to get the road open and safe, and you just have to do it. And we do have a little bit of a road reserve. We also have a rainy day fund, and obviously we've had some rainy days.
That's a rainy day fund for you.
That's it. And so you have to take care of those. And then long term, we have to keep continuing to look for those sources. I think we have an opportunity with the extension of Measure M, which is our local transportation measure. And I think as you mentioned, the declining gas tax, and I think I've talked to you before about the way that the gas tax is allocated in the state of California is totally... does not advantage Sonoma County at all. We have an awful lot of roads. For whatever reason, we have the most roads of any county in the Bay Area, and we have 500,000 people in the the way that you're allocated those roads is 75% on population, 25% on road miles. So there's other counties that get as much as 16 times as much per road mile as we do. So we've been doing what we can. We've been trying to find those sources of revenue. I'm proud of the fact that we've paved as many roads as we have, but we need to keep doing more and more and more.
I'd be remiss if we didn't talk to you about Election Day today. Supervisors obviously have come up with your plan about how to regulate pot. What happens if it fails today?
Well, if it fails today, there won't be any permits granted. And I think those who want to, in the industry who want to become legalized won't be able to apply for that license at the state because they won't have a local license. And that's really at the crux of it. I mean, the reason that there's a special election was because we were responding to what the industry asked us to do in order to make the deadline at the state level. We thought we were doing the right thing in that regard. I still think we are. And I think that when Prop 64 was passed, in my opinion, the mantra has always been legalize it and tax it. And in fact, I think the real mantra has always been legalize and tax the hell out of it. And I find it really, really curious, if not just disingenuous, for folks to say that the tax is going to be too high. When if you look at beer, wine, or cigarettes, who have a federal excise tax that far exceeds anything at the state and local level, and you won't have that on the cannabis side. The taxes are not that high. The taxes are right in line with what they should be, and we're spending millions of dollars on the impacts of the industry, cleaning up sites up in the hills, open space districts, and public lands. You have the impacts that are widely known on law enforcement, code enforcement. We need to make sure that the rest of the citizens and the other business sectors aren't supporting that either. So I think it's only fair.
Well, we're going to find out what the voters have to say today as Measure A hits the ballots between now, and polls are open now, and 8 o'clock tonight. Supervisor David Rabbit, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Pat and Larry. Appreciate it.